Father, bless thou this exhortation of our shoulders, Father, and send us out a happy people. For surely we ought to be a happy people. Since thou art our Father, and Jesus our brother, and the Holy Ghost our indwelling paraclete. Save us from errors, and help us to sing unto the Lord a new song, and rejoice continually. For, O Lord, has set our feet upon a rock, put a new song in our mouth, even praises unto our
dear Heavenly Father, we pray this night, O Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, we bring our petitions. Father, we apologize to thee this night for the way we've been living. We're sorry for carelessness and that insidious ease in Zion that cares nothing for the troubles of Jacob. O God, we pray this evening that thou wilt burn truth home. We dare to ask, and we do ask. Don't let anybody escape the arrows of the Almighty. Don't let anybody escape the net of the divine fisherman. We beseech thee that thou wilt so move upon us that one after the other, board members and Sunday school teachers, and people that have a reputation for being holy and all that, all of us together will see how desperately we need a visitation from thee and how we're hindering it. By our rut, thinking in the rut, praying in the rut, expecting in the rut, living in the rut. O Lord, we thank thee there's a way out. The precious blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. And for the blood cleanses, the Holy Ghost anoints. So we pray this night there might be some, even one, that will say, I am the man. I am the man. And we'll do something about it. And we believe that if we repent of the rut, thou wilt repent of the rut that thou art leading us in. And will bring us out to a wealthy place. We ask this in Christ's name. Son of God, immortal love, whom we that have not seen thy face by faith and faith alone embrace, believing where we cannot prove. We believe tonight. We reject the claims of men and we'll follow none of them. But we own thy claim, O man who is God. We admit the validity of thy claim. Teach us, we pray thee, to bring in our scattered lives and concentrate them upon thee, as Paul did, and the other saints. Teach us, we pray, to listen for the sound of thy musical voice until we're charmed and enthralled and enraptured by it, that we might not go our sleepy way, being mediocre, half-awake Christians, while the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Grant, we pray, these friends may take this home and do something about it. We ask in Christ's name, amen.
Oh God, thou knowest the world is spinning on. Time is getting and running out. Children are becoming youth, and youth becoming middle-aged, and middle-aged are getting old and older. And thou hast said, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Lord, let us fail here. Lord, thou dost want us to be revived again, Revive thy people, Lord, individual people. And then if numbers of individual people can band together, revive. But oh, revive thy people. Grant, Lord, to help. Now we have your people, just for a minute more of prayer. Who would say, Mr. Tozer, please pray for me, that I might have only soul, alone, apart from my relation to others, that I might have a new inflow of power and purity and grace, that I might be a revived soul. Pray for me. Would you raise a hand?
Father, bless thy word. Just help us to see how wondrous are thy judgments and thy ways, as finally are. Receive with bowed heads and reverence the hard, obscure things as well as the easy, plain things. We thank you, Lord, that these plain things outnumber the others perhaps 1,000 to 1. Bless thou the word for these things. Oh, Father, we pray for all these who raise their hands. Oh, God, we pray. Break them loose from their homes. Break them loose from their little block of society. Break them loose, we pray thee, from the little things that interest them. And take them aside, if need be, into the desert. Take them into the silence of their own room. Take them somewhere in an awful glory. Maybe so they come through to a place where they've taken Christ as their all in all forever and surrender to the Spirit of God, doing them, to guide them through, deeper them, inward and outward and around and beneath and above, all of the waters to the fish, all of the airs to the bird on the wing. More than that, all of the soul is to the human body. All of the spirit is to the soul. May they do this, Lord, for Jesus' sake. Disturb them, Lord. Don't let them forget this. Don't let them settle down, O God, to another week of grubbing. And may this be the week that all that we heard over the last week and heard today has become a living reality in our heart. Yes, this is Christ. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And it sets me free. Even though that doesn't quite, not quite in mood with the message, I have a feeling that a lot of people have fetters finding them and preventing them from entering into moral understanding with what I talked about. Let's trust God to break the fetters soon for a minute. Let us stand.
Then we are less present. Heavenly Father, we thank thee for all thy goodness, saints, all thy children, every color, and every age, Jacob in olden days, Reuben in later times, Holy Ann, Sophie the Scrub Woman, and Billy Bray, Henry Sousa, and John of the Cross, Francis Harrigan. Oh God, we can name them. Whole telephone directory fill us full of them. We had time. They listed one swoosh, and it swooshed shining like stars in the dark world. Some of them are gone, some are still among us. They shine in the dark world. We show forth the glory of Him who called us out of darkness into His light. And we thank Thee for every one of them. Oh, God, help us. If we're as bad as Jacob, help us, we pray, to be humble and to be persistent and to hang on strong and to believe thoroughly and to be willing to take the stigma of a cross-carrying life. Now, oh God, bless this company of people. We thank thee for them. We pray that tonight as we gather, that there may be some who will make specific decisions. Some young people will be here tonight, probably. And maybe some who will wander in that aren't Christians. We pray for them. We pray that I'll prepare speakers and singers and those in charge and musicians and everybody, that there will be a unanimity within our spirits, so that the Holy Ghost can, without hindrance, lay conviction upon those who need it, and give faith to those who are just desperate in faith. Bless us, I would pray thee, to Christ our Lord.
Lord Jesus, thou art nearer than our breath. Thou art nearer than the impulses of our nerves. Thou art nearer than our thoughts. O Lord Jesus, thou art here, walking amid the seven golden candlesticks, with eyes like fire, and a sword going out of thy mouth, and thy head white as wool, thy face is the sun shining in his strength. Thou art girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Thou art the high priest of the church. O Lord Jesus, we pray for the lost sheep here tonight. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the half-saved Christians. We pray for the backsliders. We pray for those who have turned from the thing they knew was right. Their first memory is a Sunday school class and prayer table. Oh, they've turned from it. And only go to church occasionally and then only to listen and go home. My Lord Jesus, tonight we pray thee, help such poor people who have listened to the voice of the animal, the dull voice of the brain. And they've ignored that in them which cries for God and eternal life. Have mercy, we pray thee, upon them. And while the two voices are sounding, the voice of Esau and the voice of Jacob, the voice of earth and the voice of heaven sounding, we pray that they may have the wisdom and courage, turn their backs on the siren voice of the world and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ while it's called today. Great God, this is thy meeting. We don't know what to do with it. It's up to thee, Lord. Great God, tonight, don't let the devil have everybody. Please, God, save some for thyself. Rescue some for thyself. This night. Let us pray. Our God, our hope in ages past, help in ages past, our hope for years to come. We lift our hearts to thee. We thank thee thou didst ever create us. We grieve that we ever marred that creation by sin. But having done that, we rejoice that thou didst find a way through love to save us. The sacrifice of thyself. He who was from the beginning yielded himself on a tree that he might die. We thank thee, Father. We can never thank thee enough. We pray thee for those who are lost and in our midst this evening. O Holy Spirit, do thou draw and win and pull. May the unsaved hear the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. May the thirsty hear him say, come unto me and drink. May the blind hear him say, come unto me and see. May the dead hear him say, come unto me and live. O Lord, grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Father, O God, thou art near us.
here. And like Jacob, were tempted to say, Thou art in this place, and I knew it not. But we did know it after a fashion. This is none other than the gate of heaven. This is the house of God, Bethel. We will raise our altar here at this presence. Now we pray for men and women, and particularly young people, who are charmed. The serpent of the world has charmed them like a bird. And they gaze with fascination upon all the showy glamour of the world. And they would die to become famous. Women here would give their 20 years off their lives, 5 years to be a movie star. Great God, we're sick, sick, sick inside, that we have sought the gutter instead of the clouds. That we have learned to love and live in and admire and imitate and follow the filthiest, lowest, most profane element in society. And there is a light, and men don't see it, and a voice, and they don't hear it, and a presence, and they don't feel it. Oh, we pray, get hold of men and women and young people and children tonight, and pull them out of this mud, moral and intellectual mud. Get them out of it, we pray. Pray that Thou will give to all of us who've been here tonight a renewed and vivid sense of the sacredness and spirituality of the world that Thou hast created. Sin we have no truck with, and there's nothing good can be said about it. No eloquence can remove from it the ugly bestiality of sin. But apart from sin, O God, Thou art in the world, Thou art here. Pray Thee help us morning and night, and all during the day and night, and wherever we may be, to keep in contact with Thee, knowing that He is in the world. And the great grief of the world is the world knows Him not. But all we Christians can say, thank Thee, Father, we know Thee. We know Thee through Jesus Christ, Thy Son. We call Thee Father. We have called Thee Abba Father. We have stayed our hearts on Thee. Blessed be Thy name. Now we trust Thee through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'm going to pray for you in a moment. Oh Lord, we pray for these five persons who have raised their hands and asked us to remember them. Oh Lord Jesus, the world is so full of temptations, and the magnetism of the world is all but impossible to resist. But these people want to do it. They want to turn from everything that grieves the Lord and follow Him. They want to be Thine completely, fully. We pray for them. I said, pray one for another. We lift our hearts in prayer now and ask, O Lord, that You will help these five persons to put away their resistance, throw down all opposition, and meekly surrender now their hearts to Thee. For Thee to come in, take over, set up Thy throne, and reign from within. King of their lives, by Thy grace. Grant this, we pray Thee, Lord Jesus. Even right now, for Thy name's sake.
Would you bow your heads in a moment of prayer with me, please? Oh, Lord Jesus. Thy going forth has been from of old, even forever. Thou art moving from eternity that was to eternity to be, passing by. And the magnetism of Thy presence is finding a few. A few that are one with thee in yearning and longing, few. O Christ, even as thou didst walk down the streets of Jerusalem and they came out of houses and leaned out windows, others glowered and walked away, so it is today. My Lord, we beseech thee, help those that are rejecting, we pray thee, let them reject. Those that will receive, we beseech thee, let them receive. We say, Selah. Amen. So be it, God. Thou invisible, mysterious person, present in our midst. The physician is near, the sanctifying, healing Jesus. The Lord and the Savior is near. And we pray thee for those who, up to this hour, have been careless, shallow, modern, irresponsible believers, but who want tonight to change all that and to settle it with thee, that they will take thee as their Savior now, that they will make thee thine, theirs, that they will make themselves thine, that they will lay hold of thee by all the aggressive act of their personality, believe on thy name, receive thy person, cease to be sinners, move over into the new and heavenly birth that makes them children of God. Grant it for thy name's sake.